Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire. Set me on fire.
Come on, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Come on and give him praise today. Hallelujah and glory to his name. Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams. Here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning our task for today. Just so you know, I've started driving, so if you hear any background noise or traffic, that's the reason. I'm on my way to St. Lucie County for a client's case this morning, but I am on Bluetooth, so I am hands-free. And I know the scripture, so I am not reading. Our topic for today is stay in your lane. How apropos, considering that I'm driving, right? Stay in your lane. And our scripture comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can call in on air with me by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in at 7 a.m., you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. That's FeelDFIRE.com. Or even better, follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it whenever you have time. Lunch, break, drive home, drive to work, share it with others. You follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's powerful teaching. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feelthefire.com, FeelDFIRE.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8, reading from the KJV, or speaking from the KJV. For my thoughts are not yours, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Think about that. Listen again. This is God speaking. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Come on and give God praise. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Stay in your lane. For a lot of us, the reason that we keep recycling through bad situations or, you know, bad relationships or not realizing our dreams is our refusal to stay in our lane. Oh, yeah, this is going to be one of those kind of teachings today. You ready? I'm taking you from the status quo of what's been going on in your life to a higher level in Christ. You see, we spend all of our time trying to fix things and people that we lack the ability to fix, because that's really God's job, as opposed to staying in our lane, working on ourselves. We put ourselves into arenas where we have no expertise, but misrepresent our knowledge as if we know everything. Isn't that good teaching? We all know someone like that, but make sure it's not you. For example, as an attorney, every now and then I'll have a client, and I'm dealing with one right now, who will do things that's not for them to do, but for me to do. And then I have to reprimand or rebuke them to get back into your lane. Prime example would be a client who hired me to represent them with their current, so they hired me as a co-counsel, then only for me to find out, and the other attorney, that they're emailing a different attorney about stuff that we're emailing that attorney about. And the way we found out is the client forwarded that attorney's response to us, like, I think Thursday. So you know I'm hot. We're working your case. We're representing you. We're emailing this attorney about the things that we want. You're aware of that because you're copied in all of the responses. We just had a teleconference laying out our strategy. And based on the email chain, 15 minutes before that scheduled teleconference, you had emailed this attorney and didn't even mention it. Stay in your lane. This is a practical example of what we do all the time in the spirit. We interrupt the move of God, and we interrupt the flow of God. We interrupt the advocacy of God on our behalf because we can't stay in our lanes. We're speaking to the other side when God already told you, I got this. We are devising strategies when God already has the master plan in place. In the book of Numbers, praise the Lord, we see the biblical record of what happened to the children of Israel and what happened to Moses when you don't stay in your lane. In Numbers 14, God told Moses to speak to the rock so it would produce water for his people. But because Moses was already so sick of the children of Israel, so tired of their groaning and complaining, in his anger, he struck the rock. God said, speak. Moses struck. God said, talk. Moses smote the rock. And because of that, he was unable to plan. Now think about that. Here he has gone before Pharaoh. Here he has secured the release of the children of Israel from the Egyptians. Here he has parted the Red Sea. Here he has led these people across and been a part of so many miracles by God. Here he's even been up in the mountain to bring down the Ten Commandments. But to get all the way to the cusp of the promised land, something you've dedicated your whole adult life to, and not be able to go in because your thinking of how God ought to have dealt with the people was not God's thinking. So in his inability to stay in his lane, and remember that although he was appointed to lead, he was not the master leader nor the master designer. So he got caught up in his own thought processes of how God ought to have dealt with them. And that arrogance moved him to anger, glory. And the anger moved him to disobedience, and the disobedience made him lose out on the promise. Further down in Numbers 20, we see how the Lord gets the children of Israel to the promised land. And so now they're going to send out spies, and they send out 12 spies, and Joshua and Caleb come back with a good report. But the other 10 said, wait, wait, wait. There are giants in the land, and in their presence, we appeared as grasshoppers. So I don't think we should go over and take it because we won't prevail. But Joshua and Caleb were saying, wait, God promised this to us. This is our land, flowing with milk and honey. But the children of Israel would not go over and take what was theirs because they said it very well in our eyes. Glory. We appeared as grasshoppers. See what I just read to you in Isaiah 55 and 8. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. Quit trying to limit me into the finite box of your human mind. Quit trying to tell me what is possible and what is impossible, because I'm God. You can't even begin to conceptualize the plans I have for you. Stay in your lane, do your part, pray, intercede, fast, give thanks, read my words, be a light, be a witness. Take care of your own shortcomings, but quit doing my part, said the Lord. Isn't this powerful? Some of you are having problems in your marriage right now, and all you're doing is trying to fix your spouse. But that's God's lane. How about you stay in your lane and fix yourself? You see, it's two people in that marriage. Now, unless that spouse is just beating on you or something like that, which you never deserve and should never stay in, you have a role in where your marriage is. But all you're doing is trying to do God's part of fixing him or fixing her. No, why don't you pray and ask God to show you yourself, show you your shortcomings, show you where you messed up? I mean, you chose him. Or if you're a man, you chose her. Woman, you allowed him to pick you. Somewhere, you are at fault. So stay in your lane of fixing you. Glory. Are you a complainer? Do you even speak loving words to your spouse anymore? Are you comparing him or her to someone else? Are you always telling him or her what pastor do at church or what first lady do at church? Oh, come on now. These things are not godly. Stay in your lane. On your job. You're not the boss, but you can always say what the boss ought to be doing. Stay in your lane. Do your work. Be on time. Do what you're supposed to do. Work as unto the Lord and watch God promote you as opposed to grumbling and complaining. Because when you get the promotion, you'll find out the bureaucracy is not as easy as you think. I know. I used to be a director of nursing in two states. I've managed over 100 employees. I can tell you it's different once you get into the boss's chair. Stay in your lane. Now, let me say this. Many people are saying, well, God doesn't need my help. That's a lie. Because God effectuates things in the earth through people. When you go throughout the Bible, even the miraculous birth of our Savior was accomplished through a human, through Mary. So God needs us to be obedient. Now, if we are not obedient, but what he wants will impact many other souls, he will just find someone else to do it, or he will put us in situations like he did Jonah, being swallowed by the great fish, that we have to do it. But when you forfeit your own blessings and your own destiny, that's because you wouldn't stay in your lane. So many times people say, what God has for me is for me, and can't nobody take it. You're right, but you can mess it up. I can't take it, but you can forfeit it. I can't take it, but you can abort it. I just gave you an example right now of Moses. So, Lord, brothers and sisters, our time is almost run. We got to go into prayer. But I hope this is provoking you today to even now begin to take stock of where you are in your life and ask yourself, could I be farther along right now? Whether it's in ministry, whether it's your career, whether it's in your household, what have I been doing that has caused me to forfeit or not attain those things that I knew were destined for me? Where have I been veering into the median? Where have I been crossing the lane when I should have stayed in my lane, getting off on exits, taking detours, putting on my blinker when I should have stayed right there? Glory to God, because God wants the best for you, and he will do his part, but you got to do yours. Let's go into prayer. Father, we praise you for this powerful word, admonishing us, Lord, to stay in our lanes, to quit trying to place ourselves in the position of you, and to quit placing ourselves and misrepresenting ourselves as having expertise in matters that we don't know one thing, but to stay in our lane, in our talents, in our gifting, in our office. If you've called us to be an usher, let us be the best usher. If we're the pastor, let us be the best pastor. If we're the boss, let us be the best boss. If we're the employee, let us be the best employee. Father, let us be a light. Let us minister. Let us develop relationship with you. Read our word. Rightly divide the word of truth. Stay in our lane. Glory. So that we quit having to recycle through the same problems, the same test, the same task. Because we're never able to reach our destination because we're not in our lane. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Make them the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Father, I ask you to touch them right now. Touch them right now. Allow them to look into the mirror and see themselves, Father, to truly deal with, Father, their arrogance, rebelliousness, disobedience, all of the things within us, Lord, glory, that are causing us to delay or forfeit our purpose and destiny. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say, I will. Stay in my lane. Say, I will stay in my lane. Amen. For those of you who are backslidden or not saved, please repeat after me. I'm going to do the altar call. Then we will end with our task because our time is run. And I thank you for your patience. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. And I will learn my lane. And I will stay in my lane unless you tell me to detour. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone, make sure you're in a good Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church, that you are tuned in to get your daily devotional with the Lord with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. or follow Daily Fire by texting the letters DF, DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. All right, visit our sponsor, churchgirldresses.com. The weekend sale ends today. That's churchgirldresses.com. I'll see you tomorrow. God is doing his part. You stay in your lane and do yours. Love you.